Hey friends, happy Monday. Welcome to my daily update video. Great to have you here with me just for a few moments. And so today is Monday. It's a gloomy day here in Massachusetts, but great to be here with you. Jesus is on the throne. Hey, in a couple of moments, I want to share some thoughts, really like some afterthoughts from some of the things I was preaching on yesterday about times and seasons, the seasons of the Spirit. It'll be good. But before we do that, let me do some housekeeping things. First, I just want to say actually a big thank you to all of the partners of my ministry. Thank you guys so much. I actually had a financial need I was praying about yesterday. And then as I prayed, somebody sent me an email and a donation that met that need. And you guys rock. So I love you. Thank you for your partnership in the gospel. If you're interested in becoming a partner, check out, there'll probably be a link below or on my website for that. If you're on my YouTube channel, welcome. It's great to have you here. My name's Graham. I'm an Anglo-American, a British-American. And please consider hitting the subscribe button down there. Check out the links below. And we have lots of things going on. Churches here in New England, an online ministry school. We have a mentoring group that meets once a month on Zoom. And love to have you as part of that. If you're interested. Hey, just some travel news as well. I mean, I was in Florida last week, had a great time there. I'm going to be here in New England now for the next 3 weeks. In the month of March, I'm going to be in Ireland, flying into Dublin, and I'll be in Dublin, in Belfast, in near Cookstown, in Armagh, in Annalong, Kilkeel area. I have about 2 dates still open for Northern Ireland. If you're interested in arranging a meeting there, I'm going to be in Ireland for a week doing some ministry there. So, yeah, boom. Let's talk about times and seasons for a moment. Can we do that? So I want to read you a passage many of you will know, but Ecclesiastes chapter 3, long passage, but let me just blaze through this quickly. It says, to everything there is a season for every purpose under heaven. If you underline your Bible as I do, underline the word purpose and underline the word heaven. There are purposes under the heaven. There are purposes in heaven and there are purposes under the heavens. I don't want to sound mystical here, but that'll make sense in a moment. There are God's eternal purposes before time, during time, from our perspective, and after time. But there are purposes God has in times and seasons here on the earth. And it says in verse 2, there's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal. Let me just blaze through these for the sake of time. Time to break down, to build up, to weep, to laugh, to mourn, to dance, to cast away stones, to gather stones, to embrace, to refrain from embracing, to gain, to lose, to keep, to throw away, to tear, to sow, to be silent, to speak. Time to love, hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. And I just want to share a few thoughts with you. I was actually preaching yesterday in our churches in Massachusetts and Connecticut about discerning. About spiritual discernment, one of my favorite passages, I didn't really have time to unfold it yesterday, is in 1 Chronicles 12, where it talks about the sons of Isaac. It says the sons of Isaac had discernment of the times and seasons. It's like they knew what was happening. They knew there was a shift. There was a shift coming from the season of Saul to the season of David. And they weren't surprised by what was happening. They weren't opposing what was happening. They weren't confused by what was happening, but rather they were responding correctly to what was happening. And if you read, it's not my purpose today, but if you read in 1 Corinthians 12, you see the correct response to this transition from Saul to David. It says they came together, they unified around a purpose. It said they could keep rank. It says they were stout-hearted. They set their heart with one purpose, to make David king. And I believe that there are, let me zoom out here, but there are times and seasons in which we live in, and at times things shift and change from our perspective. And it's really important that if we're going to be mature believers, especially maybe as leaders in the body of Christ, it's really vital that we've got revelation of how we should respond to times and to seasons, and that we don't allow ourselves to get confused, or we don't respond incorrectly I've been watching this, you know, like many of you, this revival in Kentucky in the last week. And again, I just love everything I'm watching. What I find interesting, though, is all of the responses people have to that. And it, I don't say it worries me, it surprises me, but it at times saddens me. And it, here's the point, we should be a people of discernment who are not taking our cues from social media, but rather from the Word of God and from the Spirit of God. So just a few quick thoughts about times and seasons that will really help you here. Let me give you four keys. Number one, God has no seasons. Somebody says like, God's doing a new thing. You know, that is both a beautiful truth and one of the silliest things Christians ever say. God, let me say this. When we take the passages that says something like God does a new thing, well, what we're actually talking about is the new creation, the new heaven, the new earth. And at times Christians take verses like that and get some idea, well, as if God says, well, I tried this for the next 6 months and it wasn't working, or the calendar changed to 2020. I know, I'll do a new thing. And God is actually not doing a new thing. God is doing what he's always been doing. Now, there's a sense in which God came to Israel and they lived under an Abrahamic covenant for a while, a covenant that couldn't salvation them, couldn't save them and bring them into intimacy and the new creation. And God said to the people of Israel, behold, I will do a new thing. The days are coming when I won't relate to you through the law, which can't save you. I'll send my son, and behold, I'll do a new thing. And God did a new thing, and he made a new creation, and we are the first fruits of a new world to come. There was a British TV series in the 70s called The Tomorrow People. I know there was an American remake of it about 10 years ago. We're the Tomorrow People. I'm a citizen. I'm a British subject and I'm an American citizen. I think I'm soon to become a French citizen as well. Call me Jason Bourne. But I'm actually a citizen of heaven. I'm a citizen of the future. I'm a citizen of the New Jerusalem living here in New England right now. I'm a tomorrow person. But I want you to see this. God doesn't have seasons. There's no autumn and winter in heaven. There are no this time, bad time. There's no day and night. There's no old and new. There are no seasons. God is in an eternal glory. God doesn't change his mind. God doesn't have seasons. Key number one. It's really important to get that. But key number two is we do. So I am in fellowship with an eternal God. I was in Florida last week and I know there are seasons in Florida, but it feels like there are no seasons in Florida. I know there's hurricane season and, you know, it'll get hot and humid in the summer, but it's great. I grew up in England. We have lots of seasons in England and they're all horrible. Okay, but in my point, I want you to catch this here. We're in relationship. I'm in relationship with a God who is constant in his love for me, his intentionality towards me, in my standing with him. He doesn't change. He doesn't have moods. He doesn't have seasons. But there are seasons from my perspective, and we have personal seasons. There are times, you know, as we grow and develop and move through life, there are seasons that we walk through. If you're a young believer, I became a believer when I was 14. So imagine I'm speaking to a 14-year-old today. You're not ready to get married. Okay, you're not ready to be a parent at 40. Sorry. Maybe a few years, but you're still a few years out from that. You're not in a season to do that. If you're 14, you're not in a season to leave high school and travel the world. Now, if you're not far away from that. My point is you're in a season of life. If you're an 89-year-old watching this video, right, rock on. I'm glad you're here. Praise God. You're probably not, I'm not making a judgment, but you're probably not in a season to run the Boston Marathon and be traveling, you know, and speaking in 40 different nations every day. You're probably in a slightly more retired season. Doesn't mean God can't use you. It doesn't mean God can't use you more than the person who's running around like a jackrabbit. But my point is there are different seasons of life and we need to embrace the fact we're in a season. If you are, you know, maybe a young mom or a young dad, obviously, bringing up kids and you're just like, it feels like you're working 30 hours a day, just changing diapers and bringing up kids, and praise God for that season, the season to which you are in. If you're a young married couple, you're in a different season than somebody who's maybe been married 60, 70 years. Recognize the season you're in. And there were seasons. There was a shift from Saul to David. There was a season, if you think about it, David was a man of war. Yet David pushed forward Israel. He expanded the bounds and the purposes of God through war. He would inquire of the Lord, and the Lord would say, go to battle. Solomon actually was a man of peace, and Solomon expanded the boundaries of Israel through peace. We often critique Solomon, and obviously rightly so in a sense, for all of his marriages. Do you know, many of Solomon's marriages were actually like alliances he would make with kingdoms, and it wasn't all about his libido, let's say. And Solomon brought forth the kingdom of Israel through peace, expanded it through peace. David did through war. You know, David was a man after God's own heart, but God would not allow David to build the temple. He could write the check, he could raise the money, but God needed a man of peace to build the temple of Shalom, not a man of war. Selah. So, pause. I want you to catch that. We're going to walk through seasons, and part of the wisdom is knowing, part of wisdom is knowing that God is seasonless in that sense. He's constant towards us, and yet he relates towards us in the season that we are in. We are going to go through seasons. So recognizing the season you're in is really important. Learning from previous seasons is really important. But also realizing the seasons to come is really important. So come on, key number three, how we react and how we respond to the season we're in determines how long we'll stay in that season. It determines the permanency or the efficacy of what God wants to do in that season. And it will determine where we, how, when, and where we move into the next season. You know, I often say God has a watch on his wrist. It's just a figure of speech. And I think God's watch doesn't have seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months. I think God's watch has seasons. And it's interesting, in my study of the scriptures and also my own life, I think there are some seasons we can change quickly. I think there are some seasons that last 2 minutes. Hallelujah. And there are some seasons which last years. Let me read you a Bible verse here. In the book of Deuteronomy, those of you who remember that far back, Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 2 says, it is an 11-day journey from Mount Horeb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. Now it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke to the children of Israel. What's that verse saying? Two verses. It says, it's an 11-day journey from the Red Sea to the Promised Land. I mean, you look at it in Google Maps, it's not that far. Yeah? Even by foot, it's an 11-day journey. The journey across the desert was 11 days. The very next verse says, in the 40th year, in the 11th month, we talk about 40 years in the desert, it's really 41 years, you know, pretty much. It says, in the 40th year, in the 11th month, they arrived. Right. Seasons. I think God wanted them to walk through the desert, but I think God wanted them to have an 11-day season. I think the response and the lack of cooperation with God turned an 11-day season into a 41-day season. So my point to you is this. One, we should be saying, Lord, what season am I in? What season am I in personally? What season is my family in? What season is my local fellowship, my local expression of the body of Christ in? What season is the body of Christ in? You know, as a leader in the body of Christ, I've been praying that for a while now, and I feel actually that about the last 3 years, you know, we had the whole COVID thing and some silliness around politics that Christians got into. And behind all of like the Donald Duck goofiness of charismatic Christianity, there's been a whole bunch of people saying, Lord, what are you saying? Lord, how do we prepare for what you're doing now? How do we not play Satan's game? How do we not live in reaction to what Satan is doing, but how do we live in response to what you are doing? I'm going to share some more thoughts on this later in the week, or hear my messages here in New England this weekend. They'll be on this theme, but it's a really important thing. Key number four, I'm way over time here, I know, is really this, and this can sound like a contradiction, but God wants you to live. The real key to living well in the season you're in now is recognizing that seasonless God and living in the constant of heaven as we walk through the transition of earth. So what would usually happen in Christians who are a little bit more immature and don't know God, the Bible, who they are in Christ that well, is they recognize we're walking through seasons, and yet they live by the season rather than by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So right now you're getting Christians say things like, oh, God is pouring his spirit out again, let's go and catch some, rather than realizing, no, God poured his spirit out 2,000 years ago. The Holy Spirit's here. You can live in the fullness of the Spirit all the time. What happens in revival, catch this, write this down. What happens is in revival is God brings a bunch of people back to normality. It's not like God does a new thing. It's like a group forgot who they were. They forgot what was available. And it's like God bringing us back to normality. Pentecost is normality. The fullness of the Spirit is normality. So if we're going to successfully navigate our own personal seasons, our aging, our journey through life, you know, business, relationships, kingdom, all of these things, the key to doing that is recognizing the season we're in, responding well and appropriate to it. But we do that by connecting ourselves with the fact God's love for me is constant. Yeah, who I am in Christ is constant. Me being full of the Spirit of God is constant. Me being led by him is constant. I live in the constancy of who I am in Christ, of my identity in him, in everything Jesus provided for me on Calvary. That is like a given. It's a constant. And yet I got to learn to live that out through the different times and seasons I'm in. Boom. We'll share some more on this tomorrow, guys. But I need a cup of coffee. So I'm going to Panera Bread for some coffee and set up my week. So wishing you guys well. Have a wonderful week wherever you're at. Drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. Hit that subscribe button. Check out some of the things there. Hey, let me mention this Wednesday. So 2 days time. I think that would be, let me see what date it is. Give me a second here. Calendar. I want to say the 22nd, but yes. Yeah, so Wednesday, 22nd of February, we're going to have a night of personal prophecy here in Sturbridge Worship Center. We'll be doing a similar one in Connecticut. Next, that will be the February 26th in Norwalk, Connecticut, night of prophecy. Love to have you guys there. Hey, on March 18th, I'm doing a seminar in Connecticut on hearing God's voice with a group of friends there. Some more details on that soon. Boom, I'm off for my coffee. Have a great day, guys. Love you. Bye for now.